It was one of the biggest songs 16 years ago. We were so addicted to it when Madison Avenue burst onto the scene and gave us Who the Hell Are You?
Yes.
It was exciting, and Andy Van was half of said Madison Avenue. Hello.
Hello, good morning, good evening, and good afternoon.
And like everybody else from the 90s and the noughties, they are bringing back the goodness. It's really quite the theme at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. It's all about classics and old school and things like that. So we gave it a bit of an old school track with a new school feel. So we've got a bunch of remixes together and, yeah, everyone's loving it at the moment. So we're super excited.
Now, Andy, the original was Cracker Jack. How do you better that? Like, was it hard for you to do your remix?
It was hard. I tried about seven different types of remixes, but I finally got something in that sort of Daft Punk sort of vibe, you know, that sort of funky house. It originally was funky house, so I kind of kept it in the same zone. But yeah, had a lot of fun doing it, got some live guitarist in and got this real good funky vibe, and a lot of people are excited about it. We've got plays on Pete Tong's radio show in the UK, got Tiesto playing it on his radio show in Europe, so we're super excited.
Well, here's a taste of the Andy Van remix, the 2017 version of Who the Hell Are You? It's super cool, but you haven't changed it too much. It's kind of like you've just given it a freshen up.
That couldn't be a more accurate description. That was exactly what I wanted, because sometimes people remix things and take out the guts of what was
yes.
there. But I really wanted it to still be fun and summery and funky and groovy. And I hope I've got it. And it sounds like from your description that I've achieved something good.
Well, I'm just so impressed with myself for nailing that, if I'm honest.
I think you get a gold star and a hippopotamus
yes,
stamp, Andy
you.
Van, one half of Madison Avenue. Well played.
Now, tell us about the tour coming up as well.
Tour? You know more than me.
Support. They've given us a list of your DJ support stuff.
Yes. I do a lot of DJ gigs around Australia, so I'm doing a lot of gigs around Melbourne, you know, pushing the track and, you know, a lot of clubs that, you know, I play at, you know, given that big support. And luckily we've had a lot of Australian DJs, so because it's top five on the Australian club charts, which means a lot of DJs are jumping on it.
Yeah, which means you've got cha-ching some work for the next few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And mate, speaking of cha-ching, is it true that like you signed and developed Avicii and Peking Duck?
That is correct, yeah. So I cha-ching, work at a record
cha-ching,
label.
Cha-ching.
I work at a record label during the day called Vicious Recordings, and yeah, we were the first people in the world to sign Avicii. I actually found him in Sweden when I was doing a gig under one of my other artist names, Vandalism, and we were doing a gig in Stockholm, and the manager came up and he said, "Oh, I've got this new artist, Avicii. His house is just around the corner." So I went and saw his little one-bedroom apartment, and there was Avicii with his small computer and headphones, and basically he played me a whole bunch of tracks, and I was like, "Wow, this kid's really good." We signed him up and did Avicii's first 9 tracks. And the same with Peking Duck. We signed Peking Duck and built their career up to pretty well where it is today and, you know, had the big releases high. And so that was an awesome opportunity as well. And the same with Road Traders and the same with Pop Ellies.
Wow. And has Avicii called you and said, "Thanks for the mansion. Cheers."
No, not really, actually. He kind of walked past me and sort of gave me a little bit of a nod as he walked past.
Really?
It was a really weird moment because he was on his laptop walking, and like walking with a laptop and producing music is very difficult.
Yeah.
But he was doing that, and he had an entourage of people carrying his suitcases, and I was like, that's a very weird sight. Yes, it was. I won't ever forget that moment when he was walking past and producing while walking.
Incredible.
Wow. This is how good he is. He's that good. All right, well, yes. Andy Van, thank you so much for the chat. Who the Hell Are You, the 2017 version, hitting the charts. Get your hands on it if you like what you hear.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.